You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Dear friends, I have often stated during these recordings that my primary kavana to create these Divrei Torah is to share the Yesodei HaChassidus, which is brought to us from the Baal Shem V'Talmidov, that take the essence and the inyanim of the Parshas HaShavua and create from them a hadracha, so to speak, a guidebook, which gives us critically important tools on how to look at things around us, how to cope with things around us. As I said a moment ago, the need for having Chassidus today, in my humble opinion, is at least as much as it ever was before. Most likely, even a greater need today. As the Toldos Yankiv Yosef, the primary early Sefer Achsidus, says, there's no word in the Torah, in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that's not negeya every individual in Klal Yisrael. Every Jewish child that was born and that will be born needs to be able to understand or strive to understand how every word in the Torah applies to every one of us, to our lives, and how to cope again with those challenges which we face every day. At work, while meeting other people, Yidden, non-Yidden. So a perfect example of this type of chassidus appears at the beginning of Parshas Bo, V'yoyma Moshe koi omar Hashem kachatzois alayla, ani yoytze metoich Mitzrayim. So when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu telling Paro in Klal Yisrael, kachatzois alayla, around the time of chatzois, the Mefoshe HaTorah want to know and discuss, why does it say kachatzois? Why it should approximately the time of chatzois? Why doesn't it just say chatzois alayla, bechatzois, at midnight? Ani yoytze mesoch Mitzrayim, why is it necessary that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will go through the houses of Mitzrayim and effect Makas Bechoyres? Of course, it was important for reasons beyond our comprehension that it be done by the Rabbeinu Shalom, but why do we have to articulate it this way? Kedarko Bekoydish, they bring down from the Baal Shem HaKodesh, that Ha'ika im Yechavan Machsheves Libe L'Shamayim. A person should forever be trying to perfect his or her ability to be Machavan our hearts to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What that means is that everything that we do should be for the right reason and not without ulterior motives. He says that often this needs very serious introspection. Does the person have the kavana, the proper kavana, then it's Lashem. Then it's like the Sor Lashem, which affects the awesome kapara for Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur. Or if God forbid someone has the wrong kavana, then in truth, although he may not even notice it because it may be subconscious, he may be bringing a mitzvah like the Sor Lazazel, which is in and of itself a hard concept to understand, but it connects to Azazel, which is the Satan in its simplest explanation. So how is a person supposed to decide if he or she has the right kavanah? So the way to do it is to be oisik b'Torah, and through the light of the Torah, it will help us clearly see if we apply the light of the Torah properly, or if we go to Tzaddik to explain something to us, ask him for an Eitzah, which is a primary job of a Rebbe and of a Manik, they apply the Torah as per their understandings and their abilities. The abilities of the Tzaddikim are much greater than the average man. And we're supposed to use the Torah that we should be able to clarify those questions. Are we doing mitzvahs in the right way? And he says very fascinatingly, Shiyor Hashem Einu Val Yidei Ora Torah Im Lasois Im Loi, like it says in Pasuk, Yihi Oya. Kodesh Baruch Hu created Oya. We know Oya means not only literal light, but it means the Torah. Through the Oya, we're supposed to understand what to do and how to live our life. And he wants to say that this is a pshat in Pasuk. When we say, V'yema Moshe Koy Omar Hashem Kechatzois. Kechatzois means we have a suffix, we have a doubt. Is it Chatzois or is it not Chatzois? And this is an example. It doesn't only mean Chatzois. Is the thing that I'm doing proper or is it not proper? Is it at Lashem or is it Lazazel? So then, the Pasuk says, Ani Yoyse B'soich Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim can mean difficulty. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will go, use me, so to speak, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, and I will help every individual in Klal Yisrael come out of his difficult situation and help the person decide. He will show us the right way. So when we have a suffix, if we're at the Chatzois, then Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will help you clarify what is the right way to go. These are the words of the Ben Poyros Yosef brought down Parshas Bo, B'Shem, the Baal Shem HaKodesh. Now, it's very interesting because We find both from the Bali Musar and from the Bali Chassidus that this was a special Avodas HaKodesh that many tzaddikim, from the Bali Musar to the Bali Chassidus, they were forever trying to plumb the recesses of their heart to make sure not only if they have a suffix, what is the right thing to do, but even those things that they did regularly, they were forever searching the chambers of their hearts, the tzaddikim, to make sure that they don't have ulterior motives. And I often give over that both the Gra and the Baal Shem hired Moichichim, special Bali Musar, to give them guidance, because they knew that as the Gedolim of the Dor, which they were looked up to as, perhaps nobody would give them Musar. The average man would not go over to the Baal Shem or to the Goyen and say, what's the matter with you? Why are you doing this wrong? Even if they saw something which they thought was inappropriate, they would be scared. How can I tell something to the Gadol? They were very concerned that perhaps they would inadvertently stray. So they hired a private Baal Musar to give them Musar on a regular basis. If the Baal Musar saw that the tzaddik was doing something questionable, he would bring it to the attention of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik would thank the Baal Musar. That was his job, to save them from inadvertently doing the wrong thing. This preoccupation of always searching one's heart has to do with a realization that a mitzvah has to be done with the proper kavanah. Like this piece that we just quoted from the Baal Shem HaIkar, Im Yechaven Machsheves Libo L'Shamayim. That's the main thing. And they were forever, over and over again, searching their mitzvahs and meisim tovim, are they doing it correctly? Because there are many mitzvahs that are like korbanos, that are invalidated by improper thoughts or improper kavanos. There happen to be some mitzvahs, like tzedakah, like Oynig Shabbos, that even if you don't do it with the right kavanah, the Svarim HaKdoshim say that you're still mekayim the mitzvah. But having said that, all mitzvahs, even those mitzvahs that are valid without the right kavanah, all mitzvahs are much better served if someone does it with the right kavanah. And dear friends, this is basic human nature. People have a tendency to talk themselves into believing that they're doing something for someone else, they're doing something for the Torah Kedosha, they're doing something for Hashem, when in fact they might be doing it for themselves. But they rationalize. Say, no, this is the right thing to do, Alpitayim. So I'd like to give you one brief example, which is a story which I believe happened to Reb Simcha Bonim of Pshischa, that there was a very busy time when people were coming to the Rebbe, and the Gabbai was very harried, because he had to manage these people, and some of these people did things which very much got on the nerves of the Gabbai and made him exceedingly upset, to the point where he ran into the Rebbe, very agitated, the Gabbai, and he said, Rebbe, these people are coming and they're making all kinds of tzoras for me. I think that it's a mitzvah I should go out and beat them up. This is what the Gabbai told the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, well, if you think that it's a mitzvah, you should go beat them up. So the Gabbai was overjoyed. He was running out, because he was obviously, this was as a result of his agitation. The Rebbe called him back. He says, wait, come back. He came back. So he said, I told you, if you thought it was a mitzvah, you should do it. What does that mean, if you think it's a mitzvah? What do you think that I meant by that? And when a yid, especially a chassid, does a mitzvah, then he has to prepare himself. He has to go to the mikvah, he should look in the svarim to look at the kavanas to have, to think about the essence of what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. That's how someone does a mitzvah. You're not running to do all these things that I just mentioned. You're not running to go to the mikvah, you're not running to prepare yourself for a mitzvah as other mitzvahs need to be prepared for. So obviously, in your heart, you know that you're not doing a mitzvah by beating these people up, because you're not behaving like one would behave. You're being impetuous in your desire to beat them up. So that is a raya that it's not really a mitzvah, and you know it's not a mitzvah, he told the Gabbai. Here we see a very interesting example of how the Rebbe brought into focus to his Gabbai that this desire that he has to beat up the other chassidim is not based on truth, and it's not Machsheves Libo L'Shamayim. He doesn't really have that in mind. He just wants to vent, and he wants to deal out some retribution for some people who are making him miserable. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help Taher Libeinu Liavdecha B'Emes, as we say regularly. Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Matar our hearts, that we should really serve Hashem as Hashem wants us to serve Him, with the right kavanas, with the right love for Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. And in the schus that we want to do the right thing, as we always say, Habo L'Tayr, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us the wisdom, will give us the understanding to be able to do the mitzvahs as a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do, with the kavanas that the Rebbeinu Shel wants us to have, and zeichet to see b'fuas and yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.